Welcome back to On Board with the Vikings this morning. We're now chatting with girls cross country from Tippecanoe Valley and Chesney Miller. We start with a senior who's really had a great year. Chesney, it's, you break your personal record one time, two times, three times, four times. You think maybe we'd get you on and we'd get to talk to you a little bit, but we finally brought the time in and certainly appreciative of your time this morning. And we know that you still have a couple more meets out there before sectionals. Overall, though, you're almost to the end. The light is there at the tunnel, just a couple more races. Where would you say you're at this point in the season?
At this point, I think I'm as physically fit as I'll get. Endurance is still a big thing that I work on. But from this point forward, it's all mental. I know mentally that I can do it, but I just physically and mentally have to show up at the same time and just run a great race.
What's been the biggest key for you this season, producing the times that you've been able to put up and really constantly one-upping yourself?
It was the summer. Summer's a big grind time for all sports, especially fall sports, but especially cross country. I put a lot of miles in the summer because I knew essentially this is my last chance to make it to state. So, I mean, I have to utilize all the time that I have. So just putting in that extra work in the summertime. And I was running every day. My long runs were 10 to 13 miles, so I could just build up that endurance.
Was there a moment for you that you decided, you know what, I'm really going to go for this before you went into that grind set? Or was there just throughout your career you really wanted to build in towards your senior year?
Yeah, my mindset's always just been like drive, drive, drive. I mean, when my freshman year, I mean, I broke the record for the first time and I kind of knew that I was onto something. And then I just slowly progressed throughout my high school career. And I knew that, like I said, like, coming into senior year, like this is all I got, like this is all the time that I have for all my high school races. And essentially I wanted to run at the collegiate level as well, so I knew I had to put in that extra work and it wasn't just going to be like handed to me at the end.
What's that looking like for you right now? Is there anything out there that you feel comfortable with, or is there a couple of different options for you collegiately?
I've had a couple coaches reach out to me, which has been great. I mean, more than I ever thought. And I've talked to a few of them on the phone. After races, they'll come up to me. Like 2 weeks ago when I won the New Haven race, I had a couple coaches come up to me. And I actually have a visit with Purdue Fort Wayne coming up, so I'm excited.
Cool. When would you say you maybe will make a decision on that? Are you looking post-race season or maybe even just post-basketball season?
Yeah, I was thinking about that too because, I mean, before I know it, basketball season starts on the 16th of this month and I'll still hopefully be running. But hopefully make a decision soon just so I can be done with all the college applications and such. But, yeah, hopefully at the end of the cross season or at the latest at the end of basketball season.
Well, we'll look forward to that and awesome to hear that you'll have collegiate opportunities. Manchester's your guys' sectional. Can you tell me a little bit about that track, that course? Are you familiar with it or maybe you're not quite familiar with it?
Yeah, I'm super familiar with the Manchester course. I ran there since middle school. We used to run there for like TRC a couple times and then it was moved here. But I'm super familiar with it. I ran my first PR there of the season. It was a super great race, so I'm excited to run there again.
Why running?
I think naturally my body just strives to get better and to push myself mentally and physically, and other sports just don't give me that almost like drive. Like basketball, I can push myself mentally and physically, but at the end of the day, like running is all me, and I think I kind of like that pressure. Like, I've heard the saying that pressure is privilege, so having that pressure is almost like a privilege to me, and I don't want to lose it. So I just love to run, so that's all I got.
When you look at the sport across country, what's the most overlooked important value?
Mental. It's the mental aspect of it. I mean, everybody can run a mile. I mean, you ask any of my classmates and they're like, oh, I can't. I'm like, yeah, you can. Like, everybody, 90% of people are born with the ability to run. Everybody can run, but no one has the mental capacity like I do, and I truly believe that. Same thing with like swimming. I mean, just endurance sports are physically demanding on the mental aspect. So
when you look at a sport like basketball, how has running prepared you for that? I mean, I know the easy answer here, but do you feel it when you're playing third, fourth quarter? Like, okay, I'm more endurance built than some of these other girls.
Yeah, and honestly, that's probably what keeps me on the court 90% of the time because, I mean, many people know, like, my shot isn't probably what everyone thinks my shot should be, and it's a little bit broken, but I believe that everybody has a role on the team, and I think just hustling is mine, and I think that comes from my running background. Like, I can sprint up and down the court faster than some people can jog. Like, I mean, I'm just naturally faster because of this sport, so my endurance, my drive, and my everything is just, like, 10 times more because of the sport, so it helps.
All right, you're coming off a 1902. I got that right, correct?
Yeah, or three.
Okay, I've seen three out there. Yes. 3.8. Okay, 1903.8. So there, we'll shave a second away. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, we'll make it up maybe this weekend or the following. But what is left out there for you, Chesney?
Essentially, it's just state. I want to go run at Terre Haute. I want the experience, and I feel like I've worked super hard, so now I just have to put all of my ability to work. So I'm hoping, I mean, it comes through at regionals. I mean, that's the race I'm really worried about, because that's what's going to make me out. But then again, I got to think it's one race at a time. I got to think about tomorrow's race, and I got to think about sectional, because first you got to make it at a sectional and make it at a regional. So essentially, I'm just looking at Terre Haute. So.
All right. Well, best of luck. We can't wait to follow you the rest of the year. And thanks for joining with us this morning.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.